Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Girl Chat Sports. It's Wednesday.
Hello, Wednesday.
It's a late night and we are getting it in. So we just wanted to first jump on here. Of course, for any of those that are in Vegas or those aren't in Vegas, you've, I'm sure, heard by now about the mass shooting at UNLV. We our thoughts and prayers go out to anyone that was affected by it, the family, just the community itself. I think a lot of PTSD has happened out here just since 9/11, I'm sorry, 1 October, then this. And it's been a little bit hard for, I think, for a lot of people to get out there. But shout out to all the first responders here in Las Vegas. I think 1 October kind of helped with this situation. It sounded like the situation was able to be de-escalated at a reasonable rate amount of time that could have been harmful to more people if they hadn't stepped in with
right.
security, police, fire, all
right.
that. So we definitely just want to make sure everybody knows that our thoughts and prayers are with everybody that's been affected with that. And we will continue on with our show.
Yes. And thanks for everyone that do have family members, their children that all checked in, that their kids are safe. Prayers to the families of those whose lives were possibly lost. Our prayers are with you. We are still UNLV strong. We are still Vegas strong. So on with the show. But yeah, have to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
I was getting texts from people like, shout out to Guru, because Guru texted me. He was like, what's going on? I see UNLV trending on Twitter or on X, and I'm thinking it's something about the basketball team. And well, the basketball team did have to, they did cancel their road
game. Yes.
And I know the Knights played tonight against the Blues. However, my friend Caroline got a beautiful shot of them acknowledging UNLV at that away game for the Blues.
Oh, wow.
And the Knights, with a moment of silence for UNLV. So that was awesome. To do that, and that wasn't even at home. That was definitely an away game in St. Louis. So shout out to that. But we are in some different times, you know. It is good, but I the community, we will rally. We will always
always
get stronger,
always.
And rally, and just, you know, stay faith, stay in prayer. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. You know, and the one thing that I think was heartbreaking was just when I was watching, I work from home, so I'm watching the TV and watching the news. A lot of people, like you said, are texting from outside the state saying, hey, or just making sure you're good. And, you know, I think people feel like, you know, none of us really live near UNLV, but I can understand. I appreciate all the check-ins for people just making sure that we're good. Our family is anybody that we know is good. So we appreciate that. I think it was just more, it was disheartening to see these students get on their interviews and be like, well, I'm not surprised it happened. I mean, that's the kind of state of America we live in right now, that we're not surprised that it's happening. Like,
yeah, that's crazy, because these do happen across all kinds of college campuses, and don't think that it can't happen at your college campus, or don't think anything could happen. Because like I said, we have in historically, Vegas has the highest mass shooting in U.S. history. Victims of what we fell to for October 1. So just let that sink in, that we have the largest mass shooting that ever occurred in this country from Las Vegas. Las Vegas did that. So just keep in mind of where you are. Keep a sense of keeping your head on a swivel. Something doesn't seem right. Go with that instinct. Don't let people too much in your personal space. Trust no one unless they are to be trusted. You just got to be cognizant of a lot of things and see the signs. And if people really need help, or they're reaching out for a cry for help, then maybe you can prevent the measures of them going that way. With that type of action, or taking their lives, or anything. Just, we just have to kind of come together, bridge together, and just pay attention to a lot. So
We just gotta, like you said, keep your head on swivel. But and sometimes those, you really don't notice happening around you.
And a campus is big. A college's campus is big. And it's, UNLV is one of those campuses that you've got more students that are not in-house there, but off campus. I mean, it's very high traffic. Anybody can walk on that yard.
And the fact that they've had these they've had to shuttle these kids around from campus because it was locked down. They started letting kids go, but then they had to go to like Thomas and Mack, where then they got bused to the convention center to meet up with parents to get this. And And for those that are out of state, like your family's not coming. So they were sitting at Thomas and Matt getting fed until they were allowed back to go into their dorms and housing over there, which
is wild.
It's like this was apparently the last day before finals started. So this is getting close to Christmas break. I mean,
we're just coming off of a UNLV being in a championship game, which we'll talk about. You know, we didn't have a great success with that, but they're invited to a bowl game. We've got our ladies basketball team doing amazing things. Like, UNLV has been such a beacon of positivity in recent times. And just, you know, this happens. But
yeah. So life, keep your prayers and thoughts out for those out here. Me and Mo are doing well. And luckily, you know,
thank God.
So yeah, we'll get on with the show. So we definitely have some hot topics. We got to talk about the bowl games. We got to talk about the CFB playoff picks and how that went as far as who got left out, the conspiracy theories and whatnot. Yeah. We got to talk about Washington Huskies that won the Pac-12 championship, packed the Allegiant Stadium and sold it out.
Man,
1,000 fans. It was an amazing, amazing time. We got a Hugadori, of course. We got a lot of Las Vegas sports to cover. The NBA in-season tournament, which starts tomorrow here in Las Vegas for the semifinals. Mo's Lakers are in it. We're going to talk about that.
Be there to cheer her Lakers
okay, on. Mo, get it. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Your Cash App come through, huh?
Yes, it did. Thank you for everybody in love with Cash App. No, I got to shout out for you. We'll talk about it, of how I got the blessing.
Of course. There. We got to talk about, I got to talk a little about the Hard Knocks in season. And we got to talk about the Niners and their continuing role on the NFL. We got to talk about Major League Baseball. There was a huge transaction that just happened earlier, like a few minutes ago, as well as some other big names that are just awaiting to hear as to where they may go. A couple of sneaker drops. We also have a few girl power to share with you. So I'm going to kick it off since we're going to talk college football first. But the playoffs are set. We got Rose Bowl, Michigan and Alabama, January 1st, of course, 2 o'clock. Then we got the Sugar Bowl, Washington, Texas, right after that at 5:45. I did need to show this because I think it pretty much explains what really is happening with the college football playoffs. Of course, Benchwarmer Brand coming through with this one, so take a look.
Well, today's the big day.
Yeah, luckily we don't have anything to worry about. We're both undefeated Power 5 conference champions. We're locks.
Couldn't agree more. Now we just have to see who we're going to play.
Right.
All right, everyone, after a lot of consideration and deliberation and bribery.
What was that last one?
Deliberation. We've come to a decision. Michigan, you're number one. Washington, you're...
Well...
Try that again.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well,
what's going
today's
on?
The big day. Yeah, luckily we don't have anything to worry about. We're both undefeated Power 5 conference champions. We're locks.
Couldn't agree more. Now we just have to see who we're going to play.
Right. All right, everyone. After a lot of consideration and deliberation and bribery.
What was that last one?
Deliberation. We've come to a decision. Michigan, you're number one. Washington, you're number two.
Makes sense.
Would have liked to play in the Rose Bowl a little bit closer to home, but should be fine.
At number three, we're going with Texas.
What?
Ha! Suck it, nerds. We're so back.
So being
Well.
Okay. What the heck?
Well, I like the delivery.
Well, today's a big day.
Yeah, luckily we don't have anything to worry about. We're both undefeated Power 5 conference champions. We're locks.
Couldn't agree more. Now we just have to see who we're going to play.
Right.
All right, everyone. After a lot of consideration and deliberation and bribery.
What was that last one?
Deliberation. We've come to a decision. Michigan, you're number one. Washington, you're number two.
Makes sense.
Would have liked to play in the Rose Bowl a little bit closer to home, but should be fine.
At number three, we're going with Texas.
What?
Ha! Suck it, nerds. We're so back.
So being undefeated Pac-12 champions has earned us a road game against Texas.
It's a neutral site.
It's a game against a team from the South in the South.
I have never seen an undefeated Power 5 conference champ.
Oh my gosh. Technical difficulties.
Yes,
well, basically, the culmination was FSU was like, oh, great. The other two 13-0 teams are making it to the playoffs. So great. We can't wait. And he was like, not so fast. Because as we all know, Florida State University did not get their ticket to the College Football Playoffs, being 13-0, F1, a Big Five school, and they are sitting in the back burner. Alabama
this
gets
is a,
through.
This is a mess.
A huge mess.
This is a
like.
I don't get it. I don't understand how that didn't how that works. I don't understand.
It's terrible. It's terrible how it is. It's terrible that it has to be like this. And it's really sad that, I mean, I get it. Like, they lost their quarterback. Like, we understand that. But that doesn't mean that they can't play, that they didn't deserve this spot. You know, they talk about the top five teams needing to, or the top four teams needing to be deserving or be the best teams to have it. And that wasn't it. That wasn't it. I feel like the SEC was trying to get in there. The SEC knew they wanted a spot.
Oh, yeah. Because I was shocked when the Alabama game. I was like, oh, well, we know where that's going.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, Alabama takes down Georgia. Georgia's been number one all year long. Right. Something that nobody else has been able to do. They did it in the SEC championship. Okay, great. But does that mean they get the second chance to come in? And now Michigan is sitting there sweating bullets. They thought they were playing FSU.
Right.
They were probably like, we got this. Now they got to face Alabama in the semifinals, basically.
Doesn't make any sense to me, but okay, rock on. Like you said, after much deliberation and bribery.
What's up to those in the chat? We appreciate you, Jonathan, Andre Bailey. Hey, what's up, Dre? Yeah, and it happens every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that, it's not even like it's my team. If it was my team, I'd probably really be upset. But I understand the fact that, you know, the money, the big money, it's a big money. It's a show
it
out
is,
there.
The money
know, they want to make it a show. And this is what happens. So
yeah, it's a money grab. This is what we do. It's a money grab.
Oh, terrible, so, terrible, terrible, terrible.
What are you going to do?
You can't do much. You can't do much at all.
On the other flip coin of that, UNLV didn't lose on their championship game, but they were invited to a bowl game. So they were
correct.
That had a great record, just wasn't able to close out. And what was very saddening to me is I know they want the local support and I know they want the locals to show up. And it doesn't help the night before when you see the Allegiant Stadium that holds 65,000, really fulfills 65,000 seats with Oregon Duck fans and what. But
yeah,
I get it
was beautiful.
It's that type of school.
It's the last hurrah. It's the very last Pac-12 championship that we're going to see. So,
but for us to not have gone to a Mountain West conference championship in football in so long.
Yeah.
We had great turnout for what it was, but
nobody was flying in to come to see their alumni play. No. Like when that's my thing is I need UNLV to get to a point where alumni are flying in to see these games, you know, to witness them. Like I'm going home for Apple Cup. Thankfully I was already here, but so many people came from all across the country to come to this game that I knew from that were in town. I mean, my girlfriend came in from Maui. So it's like people are flying left, right. There was a guy we sat next to on the party bus to get there. He came from Peru.
Wow.
He had just graduated this spring and literally booked a flight and was like, I'm going to Vegas for the game. So it's legit. But, you know, congratulations to UNLV. They did their best.
They did.
You know, they couldn't handle Boise State, unfortunately. They kind of, like, their gas tank was on.
I feel like they let it go in the second half. The first half, they were strong, especially when the interception, the losing of possession from Boise, they came back and returned it with a touchdown. Like, it was like, okay, we're rolling. Then it just went.
Yeah. No.
But
they are headed to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, which is versus Kansas. It's going to be close for UNLV fans. It'll be in Phoenix. You know, you can make it there. It's a lot closer for UNLV fans to get there than it is for Husky fans to get down to New Orleans. Let's put it that way.
But you guys are going to show up anyway. Y'all got to.
Oh, I mean, but, you know, the thing is that flights out there are already getting triple priced because they know people from Seattle are trying to go to New Orleans now. I've already heard all these horror stories. I know Alaska Airlines, shout out to them because they've opened up new flights to get down there. I personally can't make it. I'm going to be at the Winter Classic in Seattle anyways, but I've already booked a ticket to go to Houston for the championship. So,
okay.
Funded if it's not happening, but if we beat Texas, phew, I'm out for 2 days.
Right,
just for a quick stop. But them,
no, I get it.
Tickets ain't cheap either. So start flashing that cash out back in.
Yeah, put it in. You need some incidental money, some extra, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll check back in like a week or two. But it's possible that, you know, Mel may need to get a ticket into Houston, or someone that's got the pull on a on a championship football ticket, it might have to happen.
Or your flight gets canceled and you just struggle and you reach out to a known stranger just eating a way home. You never. Did I just say that? I should have said that. Right. I had to, but I'm
we're gonna leave it at that. So again, yeah, we've got the playoffs, our match. Of course, there's other, like, you know, 636 other bowl games in the country throughout the month of December and into January. You can keep your eyes on those. I'm sure most of people's favorite teams are out there in it. But the other thing to talk about too is the Heisman finalists were announced.
Yes.
We've got Jaden Daniels from LSU, who's a transfer out of LA. Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, from Ohio State, Bo Nix in Oregon, Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. These guys are all in. I'm a little upset they put Bo Nix first, because, well, so Bo Nix got Pac-12 quarterback of the or of the year, offensive player of the year, which I think is crap. And yeah, he also was first team Pac-12. Michael Penix Jr., who beat Oregon twice, won the Pac-12 championship. He got second team Pac-12, which is an utter disgust. I just can't believe it. Also, you should know how many seasons these guys have played. Penix has been in their sixth. He's had a handful of injuries that have kept him from playing during most seasons. But you got five for Jaden, five for Bo Nix, Marvin, of course, with only three. But the selection happens this Saturday out of New York, 5 p.m. And people
be, if it's Bo Nix, yes, I'm going to scream.
That Penix has been in college since the 80s.
He has. I really don't think it will
he be. He is not.
That 6 years up there. I'm like, I bet you it's Bo Nix, though. That's the name. That's the name everyone's ringing, and it's been in the media.
This man.
I know. Listen,
If it's not you. Michael Penix, I want Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I have no dog in the fight.
That's, I know. I get it.
And it's, but the kid and that's been okay in for the 80s, it seems like he put in a lot of time. It should be
right,
worth the time spent that he gets an award.
Right.
He definitely gets a participation trophy for that.
The participation trophy. Yes. So that's going to be on Saturday at 5. We also need to talk. We need to go back to a topic from last week. We talked about the transfer portal. So the transfer portal officially opened up. And because before it was like just only if your coach had been fired or relocated and went somewhere else. Well, as of Monday, 1,184 players have entered the transfer portal. Yes. And I believe that. And I believe as today, it's like 3,000 players in total. So just over 1,000 had entered on Monday. From the total from before the actual official opening till now, 3,000 people are in this transfer.
Good luck, kids.
You're going to have whole new teams next year.
Right.
Whole new squads. Whole new squads.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And I did want to shout out to my girl that came in from Eliza. She came with her son. We had some great tickets. Shout out to my boy Matthew, who hooked it up. He's a season ticket holder for the Huskies. Awesome seats. It was spectacular. Here's just one quick video from a winning touchdown.
Something too on TV, the optics were amazing. Allegiant Stadium didn't even look like Allegiant.
It was beautiful.
It was totally done up in a way where you would not have known. Like, people were saying, like, just watching, like, oh, that's in Vegas. I'm like, yes, yeah, that is at Allegiant Stadium. You can tell.
It was quite the fun time.
Yeah.
I mean, there literally was almost all Ducks one side, all Huskies on the other.
I saw
it was
that.
Really
like, oh my God,
a beautiful, beautiful thing. There was, of course, a few people, like, once we got behind, there was a couple Ducks that snuck through trying to give, you know, crap to their fans. But great game. We were on our feet the entire time. I felt like I was at a soccer game. We literally were on our feet the whole time. I literally took a break and was like, okay, because it's a timeout. Like, I'm going to sit down for a second. Like, this is starting to be a lot. But, man, I just, it's special. It hasn't happened in forever for me. So I'm just really excited for the team. I think
that's great.
It's amazing.
I was rooting for you guys, so that's good. I was.
Yes. We need to also talk about, I don't know what this is. We'll see. We'll talk about it. Hugadoris Von Miller got arrested. Well, he turned himself in last week after he was allegedly assaulting a pregnant woman, which possibly was his girlfriend. But because no formal charges were filed yet, he basically is not on the commissioner's exemption list, and he's available. He's expected to be available to play this weekend. So he's got a third degree felony. This was in Texas during their bye week. He was reported as stepping on the girl's feet, pushing her, which had her fall on a chair. He applied pressure to her neck for a while. They had found some bruising and some marks on her neck and arm.
Gosh, guys. Keep your hands to yourself.
He's still able to play this weekend. Like, I mean, I get innocent until found guilty, but
Well, we're going into week 15 coming in?
We're week 13 coming, or 14, sorry. Yeah, 14, we're 14.
Yeah, we need everybody.
We are only 5 weeks left of the regular season.
It's all hands on deck at this point, so they're just going to let that little Von Miller thing go. But again, like Dre said, again, like, this guy can't stay out of trouble. He's got problems.
Again. Yeah. So getting it back to the Vegas and Vegas sports, we already talked about the Rebels football team. The Lady Rebels are 8-0. They beat Arizona last weekend. They're heading over to Oklahoma this weekend. So shout out to those ladies, the Lady Rebels. Our Vegas Gold Knights, still number one in the division, still number one in the conference.
Too.
Good, because they aren't number one in the NHL anymore. So the Rangers and the Bruins have taken the first two spots. We're at number three. We were before today's game. But there was an announcement. NHL draft coming to the Sphere.
And what? I don't like every emoji that has like been surprised by this. I wonder how that is going to look.
I think it could be amazing. They said they've got like,
but I'm just looking at the Sphere itself. Like, how is that even like?
But can you imagine? Like, you're watching it. Like, there's the people in here, but you're also watching it through this. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, how?
Oh my gosh!
With the sensory,
and there's 18,000 seats. So can we open this up so that fans can get in there and really go wild? Because I would love to be at a draft.
Me too.
I wouldn't mind the Sphere being my first time with the draft being my first time in the Sphere. But this is the first professional sporting event that would be held at the Sphere if this is the case. So look at the Sphere, lost all that money, paying all this energy bills. They've been finding sponsorships. They did that golf thing for the win. They're trying to get all the money they can now. So I can't blame them.
They are. But if I can see you two there, I'd be okay with that too.
Right?
But yeah, the Knights won though 6-3 because you know the Blues beat us in overtime the night before the home game
on Monday.
Great that we were able to go out there and pay the favor back and get them 6-3. Yeah,
man, that's good. That's really good. And shout out to the VGK ladies again for the Raid the Night at fair I went to on Saturday. I picked up a couple new patches for my jacket.
Nice.
I made me a little custom hat with some patches. Got good. Me some ornaments. So good stuff. Always fun there. Also that was in Vegas. I know Jonathan mentioned, you know, our girl Kelsey Plum from the Aces. She, of course, is a dog. And she was down at the stadium repping on the sidelines, as well as went to the men's basketball team, had a game the very next day. So she was repping for the Dogs Friday night at the football and Saturday at the basketball game. So
She was repping hard.
Yeah, they are. Speaking of the WNBA, the draft is on Sunday, 1:30. I know it's already draft time. So the team in the draft will be the Fever, the Mercury, the Sparks, the Storm. You can see the percentages there. And then those are the top four that have the highest percentage to get the top draft pick. But then you've also got the rest of the teams in there as to where their picks may be. So tune in Sunday, 1:30 Pacific time on ESPN.
Yeah, man.
I know. Yeah, the Dogs cross team had their home opener on Friday, lost, but they'll be back at Michelob Ultra for anybody who wants to get down with the Dirty Dogs. They'll be back.
I think Natalie went, if I'm not mistaken.
Did she? I don't know. I think she was looking to go. Oh, did she?
No, she told me she was going. She had footage too.
Dang, she didn't tell me that. Ooh, maybe she had a date.
I could did. She told me she was there. Like, yeah. We'll find out. She's not even on tonight. It's too late for her, yeah, but maybe. She would have chimed in. Right. Past her bedtime.
Hey, we want to shout out, of course, to our people over with the Greater Youth Sports. They have their annual ball drive coming up this Saturday. So if you are in the ability to give a gift, they are looking for new youth-sized sports balls like basketballs, footballs, volleyballs, baseballs, gloves. What else did I miss? But yeah, the ball drive is happening this Saturday, 11 to 12 at the Phase 1 Elite Sports Complex.
And it's very successful too. I mean, they had cars and cars lining up.
This is their fourth one. I think I was there for the first one, second one, back during COVID, I think. So
yeah,
they really have come up. Shout out to them. We love them and we always want to support. So if you are in town, go catch you some youth-sized balls and make it to the Hollywood. Because these go directly to some of their programs, helping the elementary school kids do after-school sports and have after-school sports programs. So that's what we love. Yep. All right, Mo. We need to talk about your basketball team in season. The Final Four, the Los Angeles Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks going off, as well as
Las Vegas. It's their second home.
It's their second. Well, I mean, LeBron basically wants a team, so he might as well, right?
Yeah. You said it right.
Yeah. And TNT and ESPN will be integrating their personalities for the special night of in-season tournament semifinals coverage. So we're going to be able to see Stephen A. and Charles Barkley
go toe-to-toe. I love this.
I wouldn't be surprised if we'll see them on like the blackjack or the roulette tables or something later on too with those two. But
right.
Anyways, your team made it. There was a controversial call that happened.
Well, that was on the refs. That was all on the refs. If the ball is not in any possession and it's a loose ball, you don't call a timeout. Everybody knows this. The ref, according to all the baseline nearest to LeBron, claims he didn't see it. It was seconds left within that game, and Phoenix, you know, could have definitely taken over.
They were down by two.
Yeah. It could have played out in so many ways. But that's not LeBron's fault. That's not any of our players' fault. You know, ball got loose at the end, and LeBron called a timeout. And I think, Ref Scott was looking the wrong way and just like, oh, timeout. But,
Thing is that once you get to games like that, like, yeah, when it comes down that it does feel like it matters. But what were you doing the rest of the game that only lets you be down? You know, why weren't you up at this point? Like, what were you doing that had you, you know what I mean? Like, you could have... You can't blame a whole game on the one last call. No, you can't.
And at the end of the day, LeBron, as he does per usual, did his thing. We were up drastically by double digits in the first half of the game. But you got to understand, this is not your just Smojo Phoenix Suns team. They got a squad. Right. But they were a squad in foul trouble, too. Devin Booker had like five
and
fouls.
And they didn't have Beal either, right? Beal wasn't playing.
What's that?
Beal wasn't playing either, though, right?
Right. Okay. So, yeah. And then, I mean, I've never seen any players like the Stars getting in foul trouble against our Lakers like that, but that's where it was going. Plus, I had my suspicions about this whole game. You want to see the Lakers in Las Vegas, and you want to see the Bucks in Las Vegas. And for nothing, I'm going to say it as a Laker fan, I wouldn't be surprised if the Pelicans get us. I wouldn't be surprised because they are playing that good.
I was surprised to realize the Pelicans were playing like this.
They weren't, but this is a new improved team that's just been balling as of late. And I am super excited to be able to witness all of this tomorrow. I hope I can catch the Milwaukee Bucks one. Now, the way it works, it is two separate tickets. So you have that, you know, 2 o'clock game.
But how do they enforce that? Like,
because I think once the game is over with the Bucks and the Pacers, they've got to escort everybody out and shut it down. Like, they got to.
But how do you make sure everybody's not there?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's why I'm like, wouldn't they just stay in there? Like, I don't know how you would. I mean, security's really got to be on 20 because
be on another seat somewhere. Yeah.
Something or you. I was in the restroom. That's going to be my thing. I was in the bathroom. But luckily, unfortunately, I have tickets for both games. So I'm legit going to be.
Look at you.
Shout out to my boy C. I didn't know he had NBA connections like that, but he gets to see his Bucks. I get to see my Lakers. I mean, it's a win-win. I mean, what can you do? Go ahead. For this to be the first in play that the NBA has ever done, this is really exciting. Sure. So I will definitely get footage for
us. We can't wait to see your experience and live vicariously through you. I'm surprised the Pacers are in there.
Me too.
I mean, because you know me, I'm still in NFL mode. So I haven't really gotten fully into NBA yet. And I was like, wait a minute, the Pacers? And I'm thinking, and then I read there was a stat that 10 of those players make under $3 million a
year. They do. These are young, hungry Titos. And you got to understand those young Titos, they want to win. All they want to do is play basketball.
They want that 150. Listen, they already got 150. They want that half million. They want that half million. So you do get 150,000 automatically already. The winning team, each player would get 500,000. The runner-up gets 200,000. But listen.
Well, Giannis said he didn't even know about the prize money.
He gets to get paid.
He's like, oh. Yeah, I was like, oh, the rich get richer. I didn't know. There's money involved.
And he said he only bets on 34 red, he said.
Right. And then there's birthday celebrations out here while they're here. And then the championship game, of course, is Saturday. So I won't be able to go to that, but just to be in the presence of the semifinals. I think it'll be a good thing. I think it's going to be a great look.
Saturday at 5:30 is going to be good. I'm hoping to try and catch that. I can't make tomorrow's games at all, but I'm hoping that maybe I can find a nice little hook for Saturday's game. If you got an extra ticket out there, you need someone to go with you.
I'll find out tomorrow. The email's supposed to be coming through. I told Pia, just email me my ticket. I will be there. Just let me know what's going on.
Get it. Yeah. Other basketball news. So I had to go look at to see who the leaders are in the East and West. Cause you know, the in season is that knockout tournament. So one loss, you're out. So I was thinking like, these aren't the top teams, are they? Well, then of course the Celtics got busted. The Bucks are in there, but the Magic, Sixers, Knicks, all are out of it. But those are the top five teams. For the West, Timberwolves, the Thunder, the Nuggets, Kings, Mavs, all of them not in it. Top five teams, including your Lakers. So, in season seems fun. It sounds like LeBron James, he was giving kudos to the commissioner for putting it together, that he's a genius for thinking of this and that it's, you know, making him competitive. There hasn't been a whole lot of load management lately in these games.
And I think the games have been better in the camaraderie of both, because even when you're watching that Lakers and Phoenix Suns game, there was no kind of, and we'll get into the NFL with a lot of pushing and shoving and fighting and stuff on these challenging games. There was none of that going on with NBA. Like LeBron's joking around with Kevin Durant. You saw Torian and Prince kind of talking to Kevin Durant about him D'ing up so hard on Devin Booker, almost making his doggone headband go this way. They were all kind of in a fun thing. They just play up to your point and actually have fun doing it. It just seems like a better watch. I didn't like the courts so much. Like the brightness of the courts was kind of getting to me a little bit.
Arlington was just in the chat saying the courts are trash. I think majority of them are trash. Unless like the main court is like a very neutral, like a yellow or whatever, beige. But when they made them like all red or all blue or all black, it was like my eyes couldn't focus on the players.
And then you had them blending in with the uniforms and opposite. And I didn't know who was at home and who was away. I couldn't tell because of the court. It almost looked a green screen type video game type style. And it just, my sensories were just kind of messing with me. I mean, they playing in different unis for it and calling it a day. And having maybe
which is what they're doing for your Lakers too. Your Lakers won't be able to be wearing their black uniforms.
Yeah, they won't. No, they've got that out. And I like the black uniforms. God, we could have kept that for Mama Day.
Well, they've been winning in the black uniforms. So everybody kind of was like, dang, what's the deal? So maybe it's a conspiracy theory. Who knows?
They just want to bring LeBron.
Arlington said it's the NBA 2K created courts gone wrong. Listen,
on NBA 2K, you can make your own court too and design it. I feel like that's what happened. The Dornbecker courts.
The Dornbecker courts.
Yeah, design your own court. Man.
Also, Luka, this is ridiculous to even say this. He's the first NBA player. He had a triple double in the first half, a 29 point triple double. In the first half.
I'm so sick of these Mavericks and I'm sick of Dallas. I just don't know what to say. But I do have Luka on my fantasy, so I will say he was winning with that. Now, do something devastating. I have to just make a side note. If you're playing NBA fantasy, I made the biggest mistake ever in life during my lunch hour. I was toggling with it because I knew I wanted to drop Josh Okogie because he doesn't really bring me any points. He's just a filler. I mistakenly dropped Grayson Allen. My heart is broken. I'm number one in this fantasy league. I still have a great squad, and Michael Williams went down. I did drop Josh Okogie after all, but to drop Grayson Allen was a huge, I didn't mean to push that button. And so I'm really like chomping at the bit on the waivers when it goes through that I can get him again. And no one in my fantasy league has looked at the chat except my younger brother. And I just have a sneaky suspicion he's going to sneak around. Somebody's going to sneak around. And I'm just going to be devastated. Because look, I got my sheet. You see the time I put in.
I remember the sheet.
I've been reigning number one in this league because of the sheet. And I dropped one of my best centers and power forwards. I'm devastated.
Totally, I guess dead. You got to focus more, Mo. You got to focus more before you hit my that thumbs drop or just add.
My stupid phone. Like, I literally was pushing for Josh Okogie to go. Like, he got they even put a roster announcement that he's been dropped by 69,000 people. Like, I know that. I was trying to drop him, too. I just used it for last night. Didn't mean to drop Grayson Allen. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. So let's get into a little bit of the baseball. It was announced today, Juan Soto. I mean, the Yankees, really. I mean, obviously, they are hurting so bad this year from having a couple of stars and not getting nowhere.
You're right. Exactly. I was just about to say, you make one non-World World Series appearance or playoff appearance, and now you go nuts.
And now you go to go ham. Go ham. Now, we're still waiting to hear about Ohtani, where he may go. And, of course, the Japanese phenom, Yamamoto, he's coming, too. Still not sure where he's going to end up. There's so many things happening out there. My Mariners have already made terrible trades, in my opinion. So,
well, they said the Dodgers blew their meeting with Ohtani, so I don't know how true that is.
Oh, no.
The Dodgers blew our chances, so I don't know.
And how do you blow a meeting? Like,
I don't know. Who knows? Terrible. Maybe terrible. They said Dave Roberts is staying. I don't know. Shoot.
Oh, geez. Some NFL news. So we're officially 5 weeks, like I said, left in the regular season. There was this meme that there was a couple that to stood out to me. So, of course, the Niners went off on the Eagles. Like,
yet the like Eagles still fit 10-2. Like I tell all the 49er fans that want to boast.
Yeah. But this one took me out. The one on the left, my dog looks like Tommy Egan. Business is getting handled today. That's Christian McCaffrey walking in.
Christian McCaffrey.
And then, of course.
Looking like Tommy.
Yeah. Looking like Tommy. Like, it's getting handled tonight. And then you got Devo coming in, wearing the black Air Forces, and then drops 3 touchdowns and 130 yards.
Oh, we should have known he chose violence when he put those black Air Force ones on.
The black Air Forces on. That's what happened. Oh my goodness. It's just too much. You know, I am proud. It must be like a Husky thing because Jake Browning, old Husky quarterback, comes through as a backup for the Bengals, throws it down on Monday Night Football against the Jaguars, gets the win, the surprise win, which was amazing. But then, of course, we got another injured quarterback. Trevor Lawrence goes down. Just this ankle sprain, but it looked a lot worse the way he got stepped on with it.
The way he was reacting and the way he was walking in that tunnel needing help. He couldn't even walk on it. His hands on the turf. Like, doggone.
There was a meme that said there's 20,000 golf carts in the state of Florida and you couldn't find one for Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence didn't want it. He didn't want those fans to see that. He didn't want his players. I'm not getting carted off. I'm about to be He-Man like I am. And no battle cat is
and
coming
just be
for
hurting.
Me. I'm just going to walk hurting. It out. Walk yeah. it off. Yeah.
Now, my Seahawks had another L, but we had if we're going to take an L, that's the way I want to take an L. Like, we had a good game against the Cowboys. We fought hard. DK Metcalf with 3 touchdowns. He broke the new speed record and beat out Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It was a great game. We just came up short, but it was good to see Geno. Geno got me like 85 points on my fantasy football team. I mean, seeing the guys play well. That makes me have some kind of faith, because then, of course, now we got to head back into Levi's Stadium and face those Niners again. So
I will say this, though. It's very interesting to me that the first half, there was penalty calls back and forth, but as soon as the Cowboys get a lead, there's no more calls.
Hello.
And so in Jerry's world, I feel like that game was totally manipulated, because you guys were bawling all out and showing up, and they got some kind of trickery and witchcraft as they usually do out there. And yeah, for some odd reason, no more flags. I saw no yellow Jerry, going nowhere.
Nothing. Nothing.
When the Cowboys got a lead. I called my brother. You know, I gave him a hard time about it. I said, you guys cheated. You manipulated this whole game, you know, going off on it. And then I had a phone call because I was like, I got to go. Bye.
You know, Cowboys fans won't admit that. I think I saw one Cowboy friend that was like, okay, we're getting calls. It is kind of obvious. I can at least be, you know, fair in saying that I can see this happening. But I'm like, you know, like every team that wins, well, if the calls were for us or against us, at least we won. And I feel like, you know, that's just kind of how it rolls with
it's
them.
Just funny, but, yeah, in Jerry World how they just disappear. No flags and the refs are just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, I predicted, like, all the AFC teams to lose this week.
Right, right. You actually won this week in our picks.
I did?
Yeah, by one.
Two out of the three I was hoping for. The Patriots had one doggone job. And for that to be a 6-0 game, I don't even know.
6-0? Really?
Who watched that game? 6-0. Terrible.
Who stayed? And to sit in the cold for that to watch that is got to be ridiculous. I'd have been watching on TV. Yeah. And then shout out to the Packers. Jordan Love taking down the Chiefs. Taylor Swift was in attendance and they still lost. Maybe it was the Simone Biles effect. I don't know. But the Packers took them out and I think surprised a lot of people come Sunday Night Football. So,
hey, Olympians on the field, you're going to have winners. Not to say that Taylor Swift ain't winning, but you got Olympians.
Well, she is like the person of the year for Time Magazine or something. So.
But I was happy for the Packers. I was happy for them. I love
super Jordan happy.
That I have in my fantasy league. He got me numbers. I was just like, I trust you guys.
I trust you. But if you caught the Miami game, though, you saw the touchdown celebration, the roller coaster.
Oh, I did. That was
so cute. During in season, they actually show the guys coming up with it and practicing it. So here's that real quick.
We're gonna be like the instructor. All right, look. All right, sit down. So,
roller coaster?
All four of us sit down. All right, put our seatbelts on. Right and left.
Close.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the one. Come on, let's go.
I like it.
So cute.
It was
that
cute.
One definitely has
that
taken.
Really
I mean, there's been a lot less of the touchdown celebrations this season, so it was great to see that. And plus, it being so good, it was.
I liked it because it was relatable. When they did the baby boy one, I understood it when the one team did that. But a lot of people are in that generation that haven't seen baby boy are probably not going to understand.
Right.
But this one was relatable to everybody. We've all been on a roller coaster. We've seen those rails go down and go ride doing. I thought it was really cute too.
It was cute.
So they don't have a touchdown choreographer out there in the world, like somebody who's
I mean, I feel like that would be a great job. I mean, a good six figures. I'm sure that would make, you know, hey, I don't know.
I feel like that's a good career to have. Like, oh, I'm a touchdown choreographer. I go to different teams and I give them choreography, like. Just thinking. I don't know.
Maybe that's like a post cheerleaders position they should take.
I don't know, but these guys are the ones that are coming up with this. So I
Hey, it works for me. It works for me.
Yeah.
A few sneaker drops. I got to give a shout out again to our Kelsey Plum, the dog, her Under Armour. These are the new breakthrough for mental health awareness shoes. They're now available through Under Armour. So she just obviously knows about how important mental health is to her. And so those are the mental health awareness shoes. So those are pretty cool. You've also got Nike's releasing a CFB championship Nike Air Trainer, of course, in the 2024 logo with the CFB logo and the colors of the gold, white, and black.
I like those, actually.
Yeah. They like the swooshes on them for sure. Yeah, if you're an outdoors person or a winter person, Sakai and Nike, the Nike Magmascape collection will be out on the 7th. These are like a outdoor utility, waterproofy, every kind of which way type of shoe for you. Levi's and New Balance are bringing out to these 580 versions on 12/7. And then J Tips and Saucony are working out the Grid Shadow. These will be out on 12/8.
Wow, those almost look like the Diadoras. They almost kind of look like the Diadoras a little bit.
Oh, I like the blue ones. They're kind of fun.
I do like the
blue. It's like the ocean again. The beach. And then, of course, you got the Jordan 11 Gratitudes. These will be dropping on the 9th. I'm not an 11 fan, but I know there's a lot of people out there that love them. So like there you go.
I like the 11. I mean, they're not cardboards, but.
I'm not an 11 fan. I just
I got the 11 yeah. lows and I like the 11 highs. I don't mind the
when 11. I was a kid, my uncle had like a pair, not a kid, like a teen. My uncle had a pair of 11s, and I just remember hating that patent leather thing. I just was like, they're moon boots. They're moon boots. They look ugly.
So yeah. The second has come and gone, and you did not receive the Doran Becker shoe.
But they aren't that much over on retail. Resale. I've been stocking it. Don't worry. I have my feelers out. They will be coming to me one day. I'm just seeing like if I need to like pull the trigger now or let it ride a little bit long because they've gone down with a good $100. So like
Like I looked on GOAT, I saw some for $400. So I was like, okay, not too bad, not crazy. Yeah.
So I'm keeping my options open, but they will come. They will come. I mean, you know, I'll still take another, you know, a couple cash apps for my donation pile for
them. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, don't Heather. She's crap. Been. What's up, Heather? Hi, bedtime. Heather. I appreciate it. Thank you for stopping through. And
your Chargers only scored 6 points and scored a touchdown and couldn't even get a field goal against the New England Patriots. What up with that?
She's just, listen. And I got Keenan Allen. So I was just like, can I get some points? Can I please? Oh, man.
You take the win. You know, I thought for sure that Denver Broncos were going to go 7-3 this week, and they didn't. And
I'm glad they lost.
Glad they lost. You know me. That helped me out a lot. Glad the Chiefs lost. That helped me out tremendously for the AFC.
Definitely. Especially with you guys having a bye week. You'll be able to get rested. Right. You're coming back strong this week. So yeah, it should
Crosby
be.
Should be healthy. Should be like, good. He was shaky, you know, leaving the field still off and on with his injury. But I think he's back at practice and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're ready. So, you ready to pick for 14?
Yes. I want to do two girl power. Well, I have three, actually. I'm going to try and do them fast, but so the first one, of course, if you know Caitlin Clark, man, this girl.
What she score tonight?
She hit 3,000 points tonight. First of all, she had 33 points by like the third quarter, but that's irrelevant. So she's the first D1 player, man or woman, to have 3,000 points, 750 rebounds, and 750 assists.
Wow.
She is now, I believe it's like 500 points or about shy of Kelsey Plum's record, who's the current holder for the women's D1 most points in a season. She had 3,527. Wow. So they did the calculations. There's 21 regular seasons left in the Iowa's regular season. She needs to score an average of 26 points per game to beat Kelsey Plum and her, her title. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This was another interesting one. Brock Lesnar's daughter, Maya.
You could not say that as not his child.
Listen, you could never. That's just his face.
You cannot this girl, say that is not his child.
First of all, she broke the shot put record at Colorado State with 18.50 meters. If you don't know how big a meter is, look it up because that.
Do you see her shoulders and arms?
Distance. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if after college she has a WWE career. So
I wasn't surprised if Dion reaches out to her and be like, come on the line.
Listen, we need a blocker.
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it. And then I got a video. It's long, but I'm gonna try and cut it short just to give the a little, but there's a teacher in Miami And I went to her Instagram and looked through it. And so she teaches, I want to say like elementary, maybe I think elementary school students. I'm in Miami, big, big Dolphins fan. So she's teaching her kids to use like addition, subtraction, division while trying to figure out Tyreek Hill's rushing yards and what he needs to pass the 2,000 because he's about to hit, he'll try and get 2,000 this year. So it's really cute. Watch this.
We have our total yards. He was at how many yards before this game?
1,324.
How do we figure out how many yards he's at now, Adrian?
Add 320.
Dang it. Oh. I will try this again. Hang on, hang on. Let's see.
Girl Chat Sports here. Thank you for everybody that's in the chat. Experiencing another technical difficulty.
Not happening.
I'm so happy it's not me. But we did get the content. Dang. Of that video. And I think it's really cute that teachers are using relatable things to teach the kids and keep them.
Bummer. Going. But the kids were so cute. Like the kids were guessing his amount of yards each week, like on the dot, and they would get like a free homework pass. They're like trying to figure out the average that he needs for the next five games to get the 2,000. They're all in it. They're all in it to win it. It was super cute. Super cute.
That is cute. Yeah. I like that. Teachers are still out there teaching you guys. Don't
yes,
up
they
on
are. They yes, are out they there are.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. All right. We'll get into some picks. Let's get into some picks.
Week 14.
Last year, we got the win. We are now at 7-3-2. So I got 7-3-2.
I know. I watched that new Durango Station and get my mind right.
Hey, listen. I heard the parking there was like ridiculous.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I don't think the building's going anywhere, so I'm not really.
Oh yeah, I'm not pressed. I mean, give me like a week or two on like a Saturday on a Monday afternoon when I'm off. Like,
the sportsbook looks really cool. I do like how that sportsbook is set up.
And some of the food options. I think that there's like a sports bar in there that has like some crazy seating and stuff too, which I don't know.
I'll see you sometime next year. Like I said, I'm not in a hurry. It's out there.
I'm not pressed. Like
I'm still waiting for them to bring my Texas Station back with my 99 cent margarita and that doggone.
No, you're gonna have a hockey complex there now. That's what you're gonna get. A hockey complex on a Rancho and Lake Mead.
Where's my frozen? Where's
first of all? I don't know.
Where's my
I had to drive. I had to take Lake Mead out from where I'm in to go all the way down to like, I don't know where it was. I had to go through that area, right? And as I was looking around, I was like, they're really going to put all that, you know, higher end development and the shopping center in here. Like, do you realize that Walmart, the one of the worst Walmarts I've ever been to is right there.
Yeah.
Right behind you. And then you've also.
Still over there too.
I don't think so.
Lake Mead, yeah.
I was like, are we really doing this here?
Yeah, is that what we're doing?
Do you plan on knocking out the rest of this stuff around here too? Like, I'm confused and concerned, but hey, you know.
Good luck.
Oh, well. All right, Thursday night football is, so just for you know, we are officially out of the worst Bi-Mageddon ever. Our players are coming back, which is good. It's good to know. The only buys this week are the Commanders and Cardinals. And if you have anybody on those two teams, except for a quarterback, then I don't know what you're doing in life because.
Right. Right.
Maybe a Commanders receiver or two. That's okay too. But yeah, so they're those two with the bye week. We've got Thursday Night Football, the Patriots at the Steelers. I mean, Patriots scored 0, so I really don't give them any kind of hope. Although Kenny Pickens is out, I think still. So.
The fact that they're Kenny Pickens is still out. And the fact that they are giving Pittsburgh only -6 is insulting. They need to be like -20.
I mean,
what was the over for that game against the Chargers and the Patriots? I hate that. I need to know what the over was for that. Because it definitely met the under. What was the over for that game?
I cannot.
I wish I could have looked at the spread for that. That's crazy.
All right, we got the Buccaneers in Atlanta. And big shout out to Atlanta for giving me a crazy amount of defensive points in fantasy football last week. I'm almost tempted to play them again this week, but I have the Ravens, so it's not really a question.
You have the Buccaneers?
Yeah. No, I have the Falcons defense. They tore up last week.
But you have the Ravens defense you're going to go with. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I almost was like, hey, I don't know. Atlanta's been doing good on defense. So.
No, switch up because it's the Ravens and this is getting into crunch time. They're going to show up to this week.
All right, Bucks and the Falcons. I'm going to stick with the Bird family on this one.
Yeah, I think I roll with you on Atlanta, even though it's -1.5. It's risky, but it's 10 o'clock.
They're
in
Atlanta, too.
Yeah.
All right. We've got the Rams at the Baltimore Ravens.
And I got the Ravens on that. -7 on that Baltimore game so far, but the line is.
Seven. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is an East Coast game. It is a traveled game for the Rams. But, I mean, the Rams have been doing well lately. Like,
I think I picked the Rams last week. Against the Browns. Because the Browns don't do well too far when they go to LA and the West Coast like that. So
You did. Then you won that bet. Yeah, I took the Brownies. All right, the Lions at the Bears. Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh my.
No, I'm going with Detroit. I'm not gonna play Jared Goff because he's not really the best at what he's doing right now, but his players are showing up. So I'm gonna just go with Detroit. Well,
and the Lions defense hasn't been as spectacular as it's been. I'm just curious to see if Justin Fields may come in there and maybe do a couple things at home. I'm going with the Lions.
Detroit's on the hunt right now in their division. So it's -3.5. I don't see Justin Fields.
Listen, I'm taking Lions. I'm just debating right now because I either got to deal with Geno and the Niners or Justin Fields and the Lions. So that's what I'm working with fantasy wise.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Because with the quarterback injuries, we have literally nothing to pick anymore. So I'm stuck with my two quarterbacks, and that's just what it is. So
yeah.
The Jaguars at the Browns.
Oh, Brownie's got that sadly.
We're not sure if Trevor's gonna be there. He could or could not.
He'll be there like on the sideline with the brace, but I don't think he's gonna play.
I gotta go with the Browns on this one.
They have him out.
The coach yesterday said that he wasn't sure if he would be they weren't sure as his status for the game. I don't know what it is. I didn't look at my fantasy to see what he was at. He hasn't been ruled out, I don't think.
So I'm thinking if he plays limitedly, the Brownies will still win.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably be switching in and out.
So you're saying Browns.
I'm saying Browns too.
Okay. We got the Colts. The Colts and the Bengals. Listen, we got a Wazoo quarterback versus a Washington quarterback. The Minshew Mania versus Jake Browning. It's going down. And you know who I got to roll with here.
I know you're going to go with the Bengals, but I'm going to take the Colts on the opposite side. Okay. Just in case, I have a sneaking suspicion it will be the Bengals because this Browning kid has actually showed up and did his thing. And was unbothered the whole time. Never shook about coming into the game. Which was just amazing to me, and I
because he's cool. He's Jake Cool.
Well, I remember him in a post game interview saying that with his dad having a history of a tennis background, the mentals and being at peace and calm, you had to kind of just condition yourself to that, and that's what he shut out the noise and just focused.
And he was the school record leader for passing touchdowns and passing receptions at Washington until Penix came over and took those out. So, Arlington Lane is also going with the Bengals over the
Colts. Yeah, I feel like the Bengals could do it. I'm just going to go one off of you because I don't want to.
All right, we got the Carolina Panthers at the Saints. What happened with Derek Carr and still going to be out?
Derek Carr's a mess, and I watched this game, and everybody that now, and I meant to tell my friend Daniel when I called him to check on his daughter who attends UNLV. She's safe, thank God. I meant to ask him because he's a diehard Saints fan. He's from New Orleans. What up with Derek Carr? Now you listening to us Raider fans know what you're dealing with. Now, Derek Carr, I watched that game. In Carr fashion, he got hurt or concussed, and they took him off and put Jameis Winston in. I mean, they took Jameis Winston. They toggled between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. It was kind of a bad. They had Jameis Winston on the field with Taysom Hill. Like, it was just a.
Oh.
But not for nothing, when Jameis was out there, they played up. I mean, they were making their way down the field. They were doing their thing.
I'm cool with Jameis. It's just, you know, Michael Thomas back. Factors that are all swinging through, you know.
It's Derek Carr. What can I say?
It's the Panthers. I mean, how bad do you have to play to not beat
Derek
the Panthers?
Derek kept him in the game as best as he could, and this is what he does, you know. And now he's down, and I saw that go down. I was like, oh, here we go. But Saints fans ain't happy with him. I mean, I always run to Twitter when it's a Derek Carr situation just to see what they're saying. And each week, they're flaming him. And it's like, how did you know? Like, I saw a meme with Derek Carr animated with a whole bunch of money bags, like robbery, and the fans.
There's been a handful of quarterbacks that have done that as well. Yes. So
Jamarcus Russell, like,
was there a big church in the back of the meme too?
No church, but you know, and I have to give it up for credit to Jameis Winston. He got busy, took the high road. He really tries to pump up Derek Carr and try to give him, you know, every little inch of energy to say, you know, let's get hyped, let's be here, but no, falls flat.
Yeah. So who are you going with, Mo?
I'm not going with the Saints.
You're going with the Panthers.
Well, you know what? The Panthers are 1-11, though. Jeez. I mean, I have to go with the Saints, because if Jameis is in there or Taysom Hill, we might have a chance.
I feel like that's it. Yeah.
Like that.
All right. So we got the Texans at the Jets. Why do I feel like we just had it was the Texans and the Denver Broncos. Yeah. The Texans go into New York Jets. I mean, Texans have been great. CJ Stroud is really, that team is really doing some things.
Poor Zach Wilson. So they announced that he's back in the starting rotation today.
That poor guy has PTSD. I know he's got to have
football. People have flamed him. They've done a lot of ridicule to him. Micah Parsons got on his podcast saying, leave the guy alone. Quarterbacks is the toughest job ever. The media's flaming him. People are on like, this is NFL. Suck it up, bro. Motivate yourself
Stop
to play differently.
With players' moms or something.
Right. Don't listen to us. We're just talking heads. Play yourself up to be better.
So do better. Give them some positive talk about. I don't know.
Kids are soft, I tell you.
I'm guessing you're going with the Texans too.
Yeah, I am. You have to.
Vikings and the Raiders.
I gotta roll with my team. This is a home game. Sunday. And hopefully Max will be able to do his thing. Hopefully Aiden O'Connell will be able to do his thing. Now the rumors about John Gruden coming back are not true. So I need people to cut it out with that. Not going to happen.
Not true for you.
Try to roll with
you.
Antonio Pierce. He's going to be our guy, I think. But I'm picking Raiders just to.
Okay. All right. And we'll see if Dobbs has a better performance, because this last weekend he did terrible.
J.K. Dobbs. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to go with your Raiders. Okay. All right. Seahawks at Niners. I mean, I can just pray that we'll have a close game again like we did last week.
You know what? I'm picking you guys. I'm sick of the red and the gold talking their stuff. Saying who they're saying.
Oh, man.
They look great out there. I know the MVP conversation is on C-Mac. I know the MVP conversation is on Brock Purdy. I'm hearing it all. I'm seeing it all.
Yeah.
Are you guys playing? They're playing in
Levi Stadium.
Oh, it's in Levi. Ugh, tough. But if Geno has the game he has against, like he did with the Cowboys.
Listen, right? Our offensive line keeps holding for him like they did last time.
Make them pay for it is all I can say. Make them pay for it. Make them pay for it.
Let's hope.
Earn it.
We just need to go one-on-one with them. You know, that would be nice. Okay, we got the Buffalo Bills at Kansas City. This is probably the two most surprising bad, teams that have taken dumps this season. The Chiefs. The Bills head to head at Arrowhead.
Yeah, and I need Stephon Diggs to really give me numbers. Like, I don't I don't understand what is going on. Why are they not feeding?
It's his quarterback is not getting.
No, they had him questionable last week on some stuff. I don't know what's going on with this kid, but I really need him to show up. I'm not going for the Chiefs this week. They're in our division. For them to take another L would just be another poetic justice thing for me. But I do need the Bills to really show up and step up. Josh Allen. All right, you got
Bills. I'm going to go Chiefs only because I don't see the Chiefs losing twice and then back.
Well, they got
home.
A minus 1.5. So either way, I just need Josh Allen.
It's good. Hopefully it's just a good game, period. So
yeah.
All right, we've got the Denver Broncos going into LA against the Chargers.
Divisional.
I mean, can I please get Keenan Allen to make some moves here? Like, come on, Justin. Come on, Heather. Get your team moving. I know it's the Broncos.
I don't see the Broncos having another loss again. I really don't. But then again, I don't want the Chiefs. But I don't want the Chiefs to. I just don't like these moving parts.
Who
I hate interdivisional games like this. I'm going to roll with the Broncos just because I don't want to see the Chargers go ahead of them. Case we do something.
All right, big game for Sunday Night Football: Philadelphia Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, this is the game of the night, and it should have been the Monday
in
football
Dallas.
Game.
Now, if Jerry starts paying the refs again like he did against Seattle, I mean, but I got to go with the Phillies on this one. I feel like Justin Herbert, the team has, you know, they got their loss last weekend. They've got to come back. It's the Cowboys. They know what they're coming up against. And they got to just put the nail in the coffin. Like, let's get these Dallas Cowboys an L. Come on.
Let me be clear. I want the Eagles to win this game so badly. I just don't think the Eagles will win.
I hear you.
And it's not because they're in Jerry World and all of the shenanigans. It's because the Eagles are struggling physically. They haven't been playing, like, elite football the last few weeks. It's been kind of just fluky wins.
Struggle bus, yeah.
They've been struggling. So I don't want to pick the Cowboys. I don't. But I just, off of logic, I'm not even going my heart and my emotions. I'm just going off of what I see. And I got the Cowboys -3.5. That line might change.
We've got two games the same time on Monday Night Football.
And I'm watching the Dolphins and Titans.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't mind watching the Packers game, but they're playing the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could both agree it's going to be a Miami and Packers Monday night.
Yeah, it is. I got both of them.
Same. Well, that's another episode of Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mal. Hey.
Thanks for everybody that tuned in on our after hours.
Absolutely.
My dad kind of checked in. Hi, Dad.
Aww, Mr. Three.
So glad he's been there watching us.
Love it. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in. You know, feel free if you're just catching on the end of the show, hit the replay. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I appreciate all those that are out there on Spotify or Apple Music or any other podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
But really watching us, seeing us screw up and having technical difficulties versus listening to them is probably way better. Especially, and they're not Mo's turn this time. So subscribe at Girl Chat Sports, all one word, on YouTube. Check us out. And hey, if nothing else, we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, absolutely. Take care, everybody. UNLV strong, you guys.
Yes.